Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Governor of Nagaland, Laganesan, passed away in Chennai yesterday evening. He was 80. He had been undergoing treatment at the Apollo Hospital, Chennai, for a serious head injury sustained after a fall at his residence at T. Nagar, Chennai, on August 8 and breathed his last at 6:23 p.m. We have a report.
A senior BJP leader, Lal Ganesan, was appointed as the 21st governor of Nagaland on 11th February 2023. Earlier, he served as governor of Manipur and also briefly held additional charge of West Bengal. He was also a member of the Rajya Sabha from Madhya Pradesh. Governor's funeral will be held at Chennai today. Chief Minister Nipuriu, along with Deputy Chief Ministers T. Aziliang and Y. Paton, Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchan and Director General of Police Rupin Sharma will leave for Chennai today to pay homage to the departed leader. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Nagaland government has declared a 7-day state mourning as a mark of respect to Governor Lal Ganesan, who passed away yesterday evening. A notification issued by Chief Secretary Senti Yangar Imchan said the state mourning will be observed across the state from today till August 22nd. During the period of the state mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly, and there will be no official entertainment. Chief Minister Nipuriu has expressed deep sorrow over the passing of Governor Lal Ganesan. In his condolence message, Mr. Rio said the governor served the state with unwavering dedication, working tirelessly to strengthen the bonds of unity and promote development. The Chief Minister described Mr. Ganesan as a man of integrity, principle, great wisdom and moral strength, who was steadfast in his commitment to upholding the values of the Constitution. His life, Mr. Rio noted, was a testament to selfless service, calm leadership and an enduring devotion to the ideals of justice and unity. The Chief Minister, on behalf of the government of Nagaland and his family, conveyed heartfelt condolences and prayed for strength to the bereaved family and eternal rest for the departed soul. Deputy Chief Ministers Yantung Opaton and T. Aziliang have also expressed profound grief over the demise of Governor Lal Ganesan. In his tribute, Mr. Paton said the governor's tenure in Nagaland was marked by dedicated service, a firm commitment to harmony and development, and upholding the aspirations of the citizens. Deputy Chief Minister Ziliang described the governor's demise as a great loss to the state and the nation. Remembering him as a distinguished leader who upheld the highest ideals of public service with humility, dedication and integrity, Mr. Ziliang said Governor Ganesan worked selflessly for the welfare of the people and connected with communities without distinction. He offered prayers for strength to the bereaved family and for the departed soul to rest in eternal peace. Meanwhile, Speaker of Nagaland Sharingai Longkuma, along with several ministers, advisers, MLAs, political parties of the state, Nagaland University and various civil society organizations have expressed their condolences over the passing of the leader, Ganesan. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed grief over the passing of Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan, recalling his long and dedicated public service. President Murmu said during his long public life, he worked for the welfare of the people, adding that his contribution to the development of Tamil Nadu and the country will be remembered. The president extended deep condolences to his family and admirers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the passing of Nagaland Governor Thiru Lal Ganesan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that Mr. Ganesan will be remembered as a devout nationalist who dedicated his life to service and nation building. The Prime Minister noted that he worked hard to expand the BJP across Tamil Nadu and was deeply passionate about Tamil culture as well. Mr. Modi has extended his thoughts with his family and admirers. Festival of Janmashtami, which marks the birth of Lord Krishna, is being celebrated across the country today. Devotees throng to the temples to offer prayers to Lord Krishna. President Draupadi Murmu and Nagaland Chief Minister Nipuriu has extended warm greetings to all on the joyous occasion of Janmashtami. In a heart-pounding finale that will be remembered for years, Mon District scripted history in front of over 28,000 roaring fans at the Indira Gandhi Stadium, edging out Newland 5-4 in a dramatic penalty shootout after the teams battled to a 1-1 stalemate in regular time.
Champions of the 2025 Dr. T. Out Trophy.
The grand finale of the Dr. T. Out Trophy 2025 turned into an electrifying showdown of grit, passion, and nerves of steel.
As dust fell over Kohima, the packed stadium erupted into a sea of cheers and chants, with football lovers from every corner of Naglan united in their love for the beautiful game. Mon's journey to the title reached its pinnacle as goalkeeper Tehom Konya, later named Golden Glove winner, pulled off a crucial save during the shootout, sending his team and the fans into wild celebrations. With this victory, Mo not only lifted the prestigious trophy, but also walked away with a cash prize of 5 lakh rupees, while valiant runners-up Newland took home 3 lakh rupees along with a trophy and citation. The tournament also saw some incredible individual brilliance. Best defender was awarded to Tejangulie Zatsu Kohima. Best midfielder went to Sentilong Mokokchun. Golden Glove. Best goalkeeper was claimed by Tehom Konyak Mon. Golden Boot. Top scorer was secured by Ayan Mongba Twensang, and Golden Ball Player of the Tournament was awarded to Kakevi Asumi Newland. Karher Akashvani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, Mokokchung District will host the 25th edition of the Dr. T. Au Trophy in 2026. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.